Red Film Radio.
Red Film Radio.
Interview.
Interview.
Joining me at this time on the Big Fret Tuesday is filmmaker Kemal Yildirim, a director who particularly revels in the tradition of surrealism and horror in cinema and who has launched his new Kickstarter campaign to raise funds for his next full-length project, The Haunting of the Lady Jane. Kemal, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
It's a real pleasure. This is not the first time we speak, but it's the first time that our listeners at Fred Film Radio get to know you. So why don't you tell us a bit about yourself? You're, of course, a filmmaker, but tell us about your journey. What are the origins of your interest in the movies? And when did you begin to think that you wanted to become a filmmaker?
I've always been fascinated with film ever since I was as young as I can remember. I've always been into watching films. Probably a typical story, but I had incidents in school where I was bullied and etc. And film was a really nice way to kind of escape that. There was no judgment, and you could dip into a world, and then your imagination was just taken over by it. So it was a really nice bit of escapism. That's how I originally got into film. But I never really had any circles where I could get into film or make film until one day my dad kind of brought home a camera, and I started to just take my family hostage for a certain period of time and make them act in my films. So I made films that way for a long time, taking inspiration from a lot of the films I grew up watching, 80s films, Turkish cinema, European cinema, and just kind of amalgamated them into this kind of melee of my own films, which were mostly terrible in the beginning. But then I got my break to kind of make a film which showed to an audience, and that kind of spurred me on to kind of start my career in film.
Yeah, so you were largely self-taught in that way.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, I was largely self-taught, but then a friend of mine kind of gave me a piece of advice saying that, you know, she could see that I had talent and I should pursue it at a, you know, academia level. So I went to a local college where I got in, and luckily the teacher who became my mentor, he kind of saw something in me and kind of gave me the opportunity and made me really stand up and hold myself to account and become a filmmaker.
So looking at your filmography, you have a particular link to surrealism and horror filmmaking. What do you find particularly stimulating about this genre or style?
I just absolutely love the opportunity to tell stories that are not necessarily linked to the seven usual linear ways that we tell stories, especially in the West. Surrealism for me is a way to explore a fractured mind, and most of my films and my characters are usually people with a fractured mind, or they're in a period of their lives where their mind begins to fracture. And so surrealism's always been that place where you can explore the interior and the exterior, and my film somewhere sits somewhere in the middle of that, those two particular caverns. So yeah, I just find it fascinating. And horror is, because it's something, excuse me, on a guttural level. And on a primal level, horror kind of taps into that kind of hidden fears that we all have inside of us, which for me harkens to the kind of thing that we're all really interested in, which is the human condition, which I'm always, you know, looking to try and explore within my films.
Do they also address your own direct fears?
Yes, absolutely. Because, you know, like a lot of the world at the moment, mental health issues is something that's going along. And it's something that I've suffered myself. I've had mental health issues. And film has always been a way for me to kind of navigate my way through that. So using my creativity to kind of navigate my way out of that. So when I am in that dark tunnel, I can see, you know, I can see a light there because my creativity is kind of pulling me out of it. And so it's always been like a cathartic experience to make a film or write a script or write a story, create something. Is numerous occasions probably saved my life.
Talking about mental health, the last time we spoke, it wasn't on Fred, it was for my personal series of podcast interviews and conversations. You were promoting your film Wastelands, which sort of definitely is inspired or deals with that particular theme. Just to get a further, a better idea of the type of films that you do or that you make or that you create, can you tell us about that one a bit? Again, for listeners who are not familiar with it, what was the story of Wastelands?
Sure. Wastelands is inspired by various experiences of my own, but also family members who I've seen go through various mental health crises. The story follows a lady called Alice as she she's very isolated and self-isolated, and she's got very strict kind of psychoses that she's trying to deal with. And then one day her father is thrust back into her life and he has a terminal illness and she has to look after him. And that kind of relationship between her and her father, which was broken in the beginning, starts to fracture her mind even more, to start to explore much more about who she really is. So it is very avant-garde. It's very art house. But I feel like there's a lot that people can grab hold of that, especially now with what's going on in the world and people. I think Wastelands has got so much that people can look into and maybe grab. I mean, it's a sad film, don't get me wrong. It's not a film that, it's not a Friday night pizza movie. That's definitely for sure. but I believe it's got a lot to it. And my leading actor's performance, I think, is incredible. So.
Speaking of the current situation and the mental health issues that are dealing with, speaking about the filmmaking side of things, how has it been as an independent filmmaker such as yourself releasing a movie or promoting a movie in the midst of the pandemic when we talk about Wastelands? What were the challenges that you faced?
It's been so many. I mean, obviously, the pandemic has affected every single sector of our world, and entertainment in particular has been affected quite severely. So trying to get a film out within a pandemic has been extremely difficult. Festivals around the world have been cancelled or delayed. Distribution companies, although they are looking for film, are not necessarily looking for film like Wastelands at the moment, which is a film that I'm trying to release at the moment, because the subject matter is quite dark. And at the moment, everybody who is already going through a lot of darkness don't necessarily want to watch a film that is, you know, in shrouding so much darkness. So it's been a bit challenging trying to get that film out there. But now things are starting to open up, and we've had numerous festival plays now, and we've won multiple awards for Wastelands. And it's now starting to get to the point where we're now getting ready to have a worldwide release of the film. So it started off quite badly, but now it's getting better.
While we're on the topic, where can people watch the film now if they're interested? Where can people watch your other works as well, while we're at it?
Well, Wastelands at the moment is still in festival tour. So we've got another 6 months of festival tour, because I really love the festival circuit. I think it's such a great way for audiences and filmmakers to interact and get feedback. So I'm really excited still about the festival tour. That is due to end by November, and after November we will be having a release of it. We're in talks with two different distributors at the moment about the release of that. So at the moment it can't be viewed unless you go to our crowdfunding campaign for our latest film, where you can actually buy a perk to watch Wasteland.
Aside from being a director, you're also a writer, a producer, and an actor. Do you feel that, particularly as an independent filmmaker, you have to acquire that type of versatility and wide-ranging skill set, and also be able to cover a multiplicity of roles?
Absolutely. The industry, when I first started the industry, it was all about specializing in one factor or another. I started out as an actor originally, and I trained as an actor, and then kind of slipped into film making because I found the whole process of trying to get roles quite difficult and very scarce, actually, to try and get roles when I was trying to become an actor. So I kind of fell into that role. So yeah, you have to be now, the way the industry is, you have to be a lot more diverse in your skill set, I think. So actors should always look at writing their own material or trying to create their own projects. You know, directors should understand from an artistic level what the actor is trying to do. So for me, it's being an actor helps me as a director, because I understand the acting journey and the need to understand character, to try to portray the character in the right way. So I think it's massively important to be able to understand multiple factors in film in order to have a longevity in film.
Now we come to the focal point of the interview. You have just launched a campaign to raise funds for your new film, The Haunting of the Lady Jane. Can you tell us about the story of this film?
Yeah, the Haunting of the Lady Jane is a classic British ghost story. It's inspired by writers like M.R. James, and it's also a bit of a throwback to the 70s British horror film industry. So films like Woman in Black and Blood on Satan's Claw, Wicker Man. So it has that kind of feel to it. And it follows a character called Lily, who is running from a traumatic past, a life-shattering event, who has now become a successful writer on female empowerment. And at the moment, she's within the story, within the context of the story, she is researching a new book. And her subject of the book is a lady called Zara. The two of them decide to travel together across the British countrysides to kind of get to know each other, so Lily can write her book. Along the way, they serendipitously decide to take a little trip on a canal boat along the British riverways, which kind of leads them to meet this mysterious chap called Willard, who's kind of got a very different way of living his life. And then the story kind of follows them down the river as this mysterious Rahn ghost figure is following their journey. So it's quite a mysterious gothic type ghost story.
Right, so you're still working within the horror gothic genre.
Definitely, yeah, definitely, yes, 100%.
And just to understand a bit more the origins of this story, is there a particular, like, where does your personal interest in the story come from?
Well, I've always been fascinated with the paranormal. I've always found it quite a fascinating topic. People can believe that a spirit can be there with no real evidence of it being there. And also the paranormal or haunted, as you know, haunted as a term, is quite an interesting term to me, because obviously, when we talk about haunting, people automatically think of a ghost. But to me, a haunting is someone who's potentially haunted in the mind. And that's where that kind of parallel and juxtaposition of, is it supernatural or is it in the mind, is quite an interesting facet. So I've always really been into ghost stories and literature, you know, British literature in particular, because there's something really palpable. And something, I mean, for example, M.R. James' stories really get under the skin and they stay with you. And if you read one of his books, you'll never really forget those books. They've just got a real tangible way of staying with you. So I've always really massively been influenced by that kind of area of British literature and film.
So how are you hoping to raise the funds? How much are you hoping to raise? Tell us all we need to know.
Well, we're currently on Kickstarter. We've got a campaign on Kickstarter called The Haunting of the Lady Jane. And we're doing really, really well. We're doing really, really well so far. The horror community has come behind us. We've got a budget of 25K to reach. We're currently at 18,556. So we're doing really, really well. We just need that extra push to get there. We've got some amazing perks on the campaign, things that horror fans would love, you know, physical merchandise. We've also got things like ghost hunts where people can come along and, you know, go on a ghost walk with some paranormal investigators. We've also got incredible perks like to be in the film. So yeah, I mean, so far I'm so massively pleased with my team, who are really working really, really hard to push the film, and also the horror community, who have come out to really support the film massively, because we've still got just under 2 weeks to go and we're near enough there, but we need that extra push to really, really reach our target.
Yeah, those ghost hunts sound pretty interesting as well.
Yeah, they're pretty intense. We've got a really cool paranormal team that are going to be running the event. So it'll be, I went on one of the ghost hunts with this team and they're just incredible people.
All right, so if anyone would like to help, I'd just like to remind listeners, the Kickstarter project is on Kickstarter. It's called The Haunting of the Lady Jane. And that's where people can help out. And great. So when are you hoping for this film to see the light of day?
Well, our campaign runs out in 2 weeks and we're planning to begin production in October this year, obviously COVID dependent. So we are planning for a release in November 2022. And I think we're pretty set for that release date. We've already got two distribution companies interested. It will be released in film festivals first and then VOD and worldwide release after that point. So quite a packed schedule, but we begin filming in October of this year.
Oh, awesome. Okay, great. So Kamal, thank you very much for joining us. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.